Hey, welcome to this week's episode of the World of Cheddar podcast series. I'm Stacy White, and joining me is Vicki Brackens, founder of the World of Cheddar.
Wow, I can't believe it's time to do this again, Stacy.
I know, time flies. Okay, so let's get started.
If you are not motivated by whatever quest you have, then let's say your energy and commitment to what you're trying to accomplish is not going to happen. So everyone, you and I, okay, actually had something or have something that we're trying to accomplish in life, a goal that we have. And while there can be some outside influences to say, this is what your goal should be, and many times we will take on, this is what my goal should be because I really believe in that person's opinion of what life is because they've had experience, we still have something within us that says, this is what I want to accomplish. So looking at your personal financial truth, okay, really is tied to, what do I want to accomplish in life for me, for Vicki, for Stacy, or for whomever happens to be listening? Then finding the tools to get me there means that the process is attached to a goal that really has value for me. I don't think there's anybody, and I could, this is a big broad brush, but I don't think there's anybody in the world who actually, or very rarely, wants to destroy their own lives.
Yes.
Okay. Things happen that become destructive, but down deep down in, as my grandmother used to say, down to their dirty socks, okay, down to their toes, okay, that they really wanted, they came here and said, I want to destroy my life, okay? So finding that thing, okay, as far as what the motivation is now, and then applying the tools toward what their internal goals, their internal drivers are. Now, why would gamification work for something like that?
Gamification or gameplay?
Or gameplay, you're right, okay? Gameplay, and the gamification is a different model. But gameplay works for that because to actually find that truth, sometimes it's hidden within us, and we need the opportunity. We need the opportunity to replay scenarios or to walk through different environments to realize what it was that was actually our goal. Unfortunately, life doesn't allow us to do that
right
in the open space, in the non-virtual space, but by sitting and looking at stories, okay, that we possibly connect to, or looking at roles that we can play and we can step into, we bring forth actually the motivations that were within us as far as the goals that we were trying to accomplish in life without the actual punishment that life can bring if we try and play those out in the quote-unquote real world. Now, there are tools, obviously, once we see what the motivation is, that we can apply. But if you said, I'm going to create a budget, and we create a budget around something that is really not motivating to me because I'm trying to use this budget to accomplish a goal that I'm not connected to, yes, it was a nice exercise, and yes, I learned how to use math because there's a skill in creating a budget, but I've created a budget for a life that is not mine.
Right.
Okay. So when I said finding your own truth, the processes, the tools like budgeting and understanding the stock market and understanding what the terminology mean are important, but they have to be connected to something that is impactful for me, or we develop a mechanical skill, we don't develop a life skill. Have a great day. I think I've had a good day today too.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad you elaborated on what you meant by personal truth. And I never really thought of playing games or, you know, role-playing games in particular as a tool that you could use to help understand and develop and experiment and play to define to discover what your personal truth is. Because you're right. You know, in the real world, you're so busy reacting to what the environment, the world, other people, you know, and the mistakes that you've made, that you don't get a chance to just sit down and do some self-exploration.
That's correct. Okay. And really, the gaming environment allows you to explore, experiment, replay, explore, experiment, replay, so that you can discover your own personal truth.
Oh, okay. This is very helpful. I look forward to learning more.
Have a great day now.
Okay, well, that's the end of this podcast. And so we invite you to learn more about the World of Cheddar by going to the World of Cheddar website at www.worldofcheddar.com. And Cheddar is spelled C-H-E-D-D-A-R. Okay, thanks, Vicki.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.